continue to be a partner.
Just then he went in that morning, my daughter said she saw the judge pass coming up the hallway, and she said, oh my God, don't let him get in that room. And she looked and she saw him pass the room, and God sent a lady judge in there. And she said, this thing is an ongoing thing and it's wrapping up today. And my son-in-law is the quickest green card ever come in the mail. They said they never see anything of the sort. But look at it, when he got, they gave him the date. And when he got there, the date was before. And they sent him back a date, and the people, when he went back, they said, they never seen anything like this. This is a miracle.
This is a green card miracle. Somebody clap your hands and tell God thank you.
He's a flight engineer, and he couldn't work. He might have to do little odds and ends. And no, he's gone back flying.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
This is the Canadian prophetess, Gloria Joy Johnson. Stop what you're doing and write this information down. Church by phone tonight, Thursday, April the 8th, and every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Doesn't matter what church you go to, or if you don't even go to church, do you need a miracle? Nobody's going to try to pull you out of where you're at. What we want to do is stand with you, encourage you, and speak life into your broken situations, your dead dreams, your dead marriages, your dead, seemingly dead ministry. Everywhere you turn, battle after battle after battle. And somebody that's listening right now is saying in your spirit, Lord, I'm tired. But oh, I hear the scripture and I hear that song. Now, let the weak say, I am strong. The Lord thy God would speak unto thee and say, in your weakness, I am made strong. In your problem, I am the problem solver and the mountain mover, saith the Lord, and I shall release your heart's desire, that which you desire more than anything. What is it? What do you need me to do? If thou canst believe, all things are possible, saith the Lord. I'm telling you that if you will be a part of church by phone on tonight, that God is going to begin to put you in a position to receive your very heart's desire. That's tonight, Thursday, April the 8th, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, depending on where you live. Somebody that's listening right now has a loved one in California. They need this word. Somebody else, that family member is in Georgia. And another, they're not blood my God in heaven, you've been through so much with that friend that you need a supernatural miracle. And God said tonight, he is going to give you a faith for your miracle breakthrough. 318-754-0001. That's called the prayer chamber number. 318-754-0001. Once you're in the prayer chamber, you raise your hand for prayer by pressing star 5 on your telephone keypad. I stay in the prayer chamber. An apostle with me in that prayer chamber, sometimes for hours. I believe that God is going to move for you tonight, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, in the prayer chamber, 318-754-0001. The Lord has put in my spirit that he is going to grant you your request. Somebody has been praying. I believe that God is not through blessing you and that which you deserve. And that which you're praying for, the peace in the marriage, the peace in the home, the peace all around you is coming, saith the Lord. And I shall release the desire of your heart, saith the Lord. The more you think about it, the more the devil tries to tell you that it's impossible. I think of the woman in the Bible with the issue of blood. She was dying. She had the same issue in her blood for 12 long years. And she met Jesus. Her desire was not a financial miracle, even though she needed it. She spent all that she had on the best doctors and couldn't be healed of any. There's somebody listening to me right now. You are either on your way to or on your way from a dialysis situation, and either it's you or a loved one, and the devil is trying to take them out. But I see God bringing forth the physical miracle, and that issue of those kidneys shall be made whole. I see that one, you're driving in a vehicle that keeps stuttering. And it wants to stall. The engine light keeps coming on. Sometimes you almost have to put a quart of oil into that motor every day. And you've been praying, God, don't let it break down completely, because I need some kind of transportation. God said, if you have the faith to believe, God has the power to release it. How do I show God I have faith, prophetess? You call into church by phone on tonight, because I believe that the power of the Lord is going to move for you, and that which you are believing God for is going to come to pass. The woman with the issue of blood, her desire was a miracle. and in an unconventional way. Yes, she was where the water was troubled, but she had to crawl, literally crawl, on her knees and her hands just to get a miracle, because no one would let her close to Jesus. But she got the miracle, the desire of her heart. Then right after she was healed, Jairus was coming to find Jesus. And just as he got there, his servant said, "Trouble not the master. Thy daughter is dead. It's too late. You came too late. You got there too late." But what did Jesus say to him? Jesus said, "Believe only. Believe only." And he went to his house and he raised up the daughter from the dead. What is your heart's desire? Is it a dead marriage to come to life? Are you working a dead-end job? Have you been crying out to the Lord and it feels like the more you cry out to him, the harder the situation is getting? I believe that God has a word that will literally change your life. And on tonight, that situation is going to turn. Whether it's a financial situation, maybe your heart's desire is that you don't have to worry about finance again. God can do it. I hear that song in my spirit that we sang in Shreveport over and over again. Whatever you need, God's got it. Whether your heart's desire is a financial miracle, a marriage to be restored, a child to come out of the prison. Maybe they're on their way to the prison camp now. God is able. Man does not have the last word. God has the last word. And all you need is a miracle. That's tonight. The heart's desire that God will grant you your request service on tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. All you have to do is join Apostle Broadnax and myself in the prayer chamber at 318-754-0001. That's 318-754-0001. One word from God, one act of faith, one powerful prayer can change your destiny. Join us tonight in church by phone.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
When I get up out of my bed, I pray.
I pray.
Good God, I'm
oh, yes, I pray.
And all through the day, I have to thank Him for making a way for me. I pray.
I pray.
Good God, I'm mine.
Oh, yes, I pray.
When I'm alone in my home, I have to thank Him for never leaving. Never left me alone.
People just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story from the Voice of the Martyrs.
VOM workers in Uganda helped Okware Martin open his new Bible to Psalm 1. After reading just a few words, the 17-year-old sprang up and said, "I cannot read with dirty hands." After washing up, he sat down with his new book while the workers moved to other homes in the village. Returning 6 hours later, Martin had not moved. He said, "I can't stop reading. Every word I read invites me to read more. I pray I come to know more about this God." At the Voice of the Martyrs, we echo that prayer for all those to whom we give Bibles. For more from Uganda, go online to persecution.com.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.